And do you, Donald J. Trump, solemnly swear that you will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States and will, to the best of your ability, preserve, protect, and...
Oh my God, it's Hulk Hogan! Hulk Hogan is here tonight! Trump is stunned! People are going crazy! Hogan is pointing at Trump! Oh, the big boot! The big boot!
My name is Patrick Austin. Doug McGonigal is the co-host of this show. This is Roast the News. Doug, you're a very large man. You should
have a
nickname, maybe like Big Doug.
That'd be kind of oxymoronic, but
yeah,
it works.
Yeah. Think, consider something like that.
Or just moronic.
The whole purpose of the show is we will be roasting whatever news stories that we feel like roasting. And today's story is that Linda McMahon, wife of World Wrestling Entertainment owner Vince McMahon, has been tapped by Donald Trump for Small Business Administration. Doug,
This
is as close to a utopia of a world as I could possibly imagine.
It's, yeah, we're just waiting for the other boot to drop, I guess.
My hope is that the entire presidency of Donald Trump will be as if it were scripted by World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, it'll just be, you know, unbelievable.
Read me the story here. Tell me exactly what's going on with Linda McMahon, please.
So President-elect Donald Trump is naming former wrestling executive Linda McMahon to lead the Small Business Administration. This is from the Associated Press. McMahon and her husband Vince founded and built the World Wrestling Entertainment Incorporation, now a publicly traded sports entertainment company. Sports entertainment. She stepped down as the company's chief executive in 2009 and earlier this year launched a joint venture, Women's Leadership Live, which promotes opportunities for women in business and public service.
Linda, here's what you need to do.
Yes.
You've got to launch a venture. All right, do you understand me? Launch a venture, and then we'll tell Trump, put you in. That's what we're going to do here.
I want Vince to be the higher power behind every single decision that's being made.
She just has to be.
Because the question is, why does Linda McMahon have any say in small business? Can you imagine if she had to actually get involved directly with someone applying for a small business loan?
Well, according to Trump, Linda is going to be a phenomenal leader and champion for small businesses and unleash America's entrepreneurial spirit all across the country.
Linda.
Unleash it.
Linda, who's coming to you for a small business loan? Is it a plumber? Is he on steroids?
What's his gimmick?
Get him on the juice, Linda.
Is he a big guy? Oh.
Before you give him a loan, Linda, he's going to have to face The Rock.
And so, if Trump has decided that Linda McMahon is the best person for the Small Business Administration, who is he choosing for everything else? My hope is that, again, Vince McMahon will have a say in this. So imagine Donald Trump gets up and he says, you know what we're doing? We're going to name the foreign relations team. And of course, the head of the foreign relations team.
There he is.
The Iron Sheik.
Ah.
You need to get the oil prices down, Sheik. Tell Trump you got it down to $1 a barrel. You understand me?
Break their back and make them humble.
I don't understand.
We're going to be naming the liaison to England. The liaison to England will be Jerry.
My God, there he is, the king.
The King Lawler. I've got one more for you, Trump. The head of the Council on Nutrition and Fitness.
If you smell what The Rock is cooking.
It's gonna be The Rock, Trump. The Rock.
And it's not gonna be one of those healthy meals.
It's gonna be IcoPro 24/7.
What's a burrito?
So here's the question. Linda McMahon is in the Small Business Administration, and there's a lot of other offices in the White House. And so if Donald Trump has started it off this way, Doug, I'm going to go through. I want you to tell me who you think Trump and Linda McMahon, alongside Vince, should name as the head of the following offices. Are you ready?
All right, let's go.
The Council of Economic Advisors.
IRS. Erwin R. Scheister, I think, should take the lead in that.
And he would just show up with his Halliburton.
Yep.
And threaten that if you don't pay your taxes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll be like that. Yeah, he'll take care of all that. All the
the Office of Public Engagement.
That should be public engagement. Stone Cold would be good with that, maybe.
I would say Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And instead of actually doing anything, they would just show that scene where Triple H marries a passed-out Stephanie McMahon at a Las Vegas drive-thru.
Yep.
Thanks, Dad.
The Council on Environmental Quality.
Earthquake. Earthquake should be doing that one.
This office is shaping up like the 1991 Royal Rumble.
Yes.
The Office of National Drug Control.
Oh, Jake the Snake Roberts. Maybe. Anyone could pretty much take that one.
And so the rules would have to change where instead of a threat of, you know, jail time or fines, if you're caught trafficking drugs or with an illegal substance, you would just be...
Hell in the cell!
You would just be DDT'd.
Yep.
Do me a favor. Get the guy with the marijuana and set it up for hell in a cell.
And, their opponent... would be the Undertaker, right?
Of course, because that's where you're going ultimately. Is to the dark side, right? If you're trafficking drugs,
yes,
you're already on the dark side. The Office of Science and Technology.
I would have to go with it's another one. Many.
Max Moon.
Max Moon would be good with that one.
He's going to outer space.
Oh, Dr. Isaac Yankum, MD, DDS could be a good one.
The Office of Urban Affairs.
Oh, the Junkyard Dog.
I would say the New Day.
Yeah.
And so I imagine that anytime any of these offices were called to have some sort of speech or any sort of event, that their theme music would hit.
Of course.
And they would come out. What about the Council on Women and Girls?
Trish Stratus, after bark like a dog.
You could get all the women would come out at once. It would be Trish Stratus, Stephanie McMahon, Becky Lynch. Who else?
Oh, any of them. Sunny.
Medusa.
Medusa.
Can you imagine? And this is all on the table now. It's not unreasonable. What about the Office of Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships?
Brother Love.
I love you. Yeah. You know, I have a message for everyone here in the United States.
That'd be a good one.
It's that what we're doing here is we're going to change things up for Mr. Trump. What else could happen?
A lot.
What if Vince McMahon had to go to the White House for a dinner?
What are we having here? Steaks.
Steaks. Gotta get the protein.
And walk us through why I keep bringing up Vince McMahon. Is it true that Vince and Donald Trump in real life are friends?
Yes, and if you recall that Vince had Mr. Trump on the 2007 Battle of the Billionaires during Vince... they faced off with... they didn't actually wrestle each other, but I believe it was... Bobby Lashley fought for Mr. Trump, and
Umaga.
It's just like when Richard Nixon fought Bruno Sammartino at the Garden in 71.
And then I believe that this entire thing ended with Mr. Trump shaving Mr. McMahon's head. and then was given the Stone Cold Stunner by Steve Austin at the end.
In what world are we living? This has never happened in the history of the world that basically it's a circus in the White House.
Oh, yeah. And it's just going to get better.
And my hope is that Vince McMahon runs the entire thing the entire time.
Well, she says, as an entrepreneur myself, I have shared the experiences of our nation's small business owners and will do my best to advocate on their behalf.
Use the word advocate.
My husband and I built our business from scratch, building it to a publicly traded global enterprise with more than 800 employees.
While you're making the acceptance speech, mention how good we've done for ourselves. Use the word global.
Get your music in there.
And she had the worst theme song.
Generic.
Yeah, just, let's get something up there. Who cares?
Just put something up there. Anything. Linda wants to come out. Don't mention her weight.
Now, wasn't she in a coma for a while?
She was in a coma.
She was in a drug-induced coma.
It's entertainment.
Yeah.
It's no different than the movies.
When Vince was dating Trish Stratus and had her bark like a dog, I believe. It was.
So to recap, Donald Trump, who is in a WrestleMania match with Vince McMahon.
And this was his theme song.
I've never heard this before. Is this actually Donald Trump's theme music?
Yes.
Let me hear it.
Make it funky.
Use the word money.
That was it. And you know that's it. Excuse me, Vince. Donald Trump has agreed to be part of the show. What should his theme music say?
Money.
Anything else?
No.
I think there's actually... Right, coming up, I think we have some...
Make it funky.
Get one of those soulful women to sing it. You know what I mean.
Because you know everything is dumbed down so much, that's exactly what's going to continue to happen. So no matter what happens, all right, Linda McMahon is going to be small business. Woman! It's just right to.
Right, right.
Donald Trump, money!
The hell with hail to the chief. He's going to use this to, like...
Do it again with the theme music. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the President of the United States, Donald Trump.
He's going to come out at, like, the State of the Union address to this. They're going to have Howard Finkel be the new page in the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate.
Weighing in at 230 pounds.
Your President of the United States, Donald Trump.
Let the music play out.
Like, is Vince behind the camera scripting out the entire thing?
He's in the gorilla position. All right.
Turn the Oval Office into the gorilla position.
Wrap it up. You're losing him.
All right, get Stone Cold out there and stun him.
So this is just a test show, so we can figure out how well we can talk. You're in a whole different room, so this is much more difficult than I had hoped.
We can probably work this out in a different way.
That we could be in the same room?
Yes.
But not close?
No, that will have to be like a separation. But no, we could do it.
Hit me off with the Iron Sheik's music while we're here.
Iranian!
All right, yeah. Who's the big enemy now? Russians?
Get Volkov out here. Get Nikolai Volkov.
What if at every single meeting that Donald Trump had, he brought one wrestler that he thought really showed off that he knew what was going on?
You don't know what the hell you're doing. I got Nikolai Volkov over here. He's going to talk to Putin. He's actually not really Russian.
Is that true?
No, I don't know. Just
bring Cesaro to Switzerland.
But he's not actually from Switzerland.
It doesn't matter.
Change his gimmick.
Going to Mexico, bring Rey Mysterio.
With a mask, it's mysterious.
Put him in. Hey, you think we could put Trump in a mask?
He's got Bell's palsy, sent JR.
Go to Canada and bring Brett. Hitman Hart.
He screwed himself.
Like, everything is just to further the wrestling storyline.
Go and talk to the royal family. And also, while you're there, mention the Rumble. The Royal Rumble.
Available only on the WWE Network. $9.95 a month.
Mention the DVD. Send him an action figure. Make the Queen a custom championship belt.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great idea.
That meeting. The cabinet.
Get Putin down to the performance center.
I'm trying to think of how these cabinet meetings are going to go, because she was originally not a Trump supporter. She was originally backing Chris Christie. Ah, that fat bastard.
So at some point, this is a great storyline. So yeah. She, Linda McMahon, can get into an argument
right.
with Donald Trump, and then all of a sudden Governor Christie's music hits.
Oh, yeah.
And then he comes in.
So, and remember, she ran for Senate a couple times in 2010 and 2012. If you had to guess how much money she spent of her own.
Oh, I know how much.
My money!
$100 million.
$100 million to lose. But now she's an influential Republican donor.
$100 million.
It's a drop in the bucket for a billionaire.
Next time, run for town council, I'll give you $50 million.
Like she's a Kennedy.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
I say we wrap it up, and then we do one a week.
Sounds good to me.
We'll get the flow down.
Ladies and gentlemen, filling in for Mike Pence this week. Mike Pence has called in.
Did a called in sick.
Has called in sick.
Your special vice president. Weighing in at 303 pounds. Get Hogan out here.
Get him out.
Get him in the red and yellow.
Not the NWO version.
I don't own that.